Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So are the Texans going to focus on the O after focusing on defense in free agency? Draft is a month and a day away. How about that?
How about that?
Month and a day away, the NFL draft. Here's Coach D'Amico talking about if we're going to see some focus on offense after going heavy on the defense.
We're just looking to play better, sound football, trying to play dominant defense. I think if you want to win in this league, you want to be successful in the playoffs, right? You got to go stop some pretty good quarterbacks. So that's where the defensive line comes into play. We have to have multiple guys who can get it done up front, and that was kind of our emphasis going into free agency.
Okay, well, they've got to focus on the offense.
Let's be honest, he was just really being coy there. They have plans. He was just like, well, you know, we're going to compete, you know, so.
The opportunity for the Texans on offense is kind of interesting in the draft because wide receiver, you might have your hands tied, especially with where they're selecting. But at tight end, you might have a crack at the number two guy because Brock Bowers is going to go first round. I don't know how many teams are going to be starting for a tight end. You might have a crack at the number two guy. And a lot of times when there's a weak draft at certain spots, it actually creates an opportunity because later on in the draft is when, if you're evaluating correctly, you're going to find some gems. Like there's going to be some guys that end up falling in your lap, and we look back and say, how the hell did that guy go here?
Yeah.
You kind of have an opportunity at tight end, kind of have the opportunity at running back because it's such
totally
a weak
agree.
Running back draft to where if you really fall in love with one, you could get that guy. And at wide receiver, I mean, you're kind of going to be crossing your fingers and just hoping that perhaps something falls in your lap. But there is opportunity. Like weak drafts, especially when you do what the Texans did and you put yourself – to where you have, whatever, two in the top 60 or three on day two, you have an opportunity to actually take advantage of what is considered weak.
I'm right there with you. I think when people say weak draft, they're talking about the depth at that position. That doesn't mean that position is devoid of talent. Like I think defensive tackle is still on the board. We're talking offense here, but I think defensive tackle.
I'm tired of the trenches.
I get it.
I'm bored by them.
It's not sexy, but it's not considered super, super strong at some positions, running back in particular. But at the top of the running back board, if those guys fall, it's still good. It's just not a deep running back draft. Same thing with some other positions, but I am right there with you. And I think that's the strategy. I think they've been filling the holes where they think, where can we get a lot of talent in the second round? He flat out told us, Nick Caserio told us, like, we like that sweet spot. You know, okay. Second and third round. That means they're not doing that blindly. You know, they have an eye on a group of players that they think could help this team.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So Let's do a little draft process here.
Okay.
And I think this is a draft process that many folks can relate to. And we'll hear D'Amico's role on the draft process. But let's just pretend we got a role play. We got to have the open dialogue with the loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Let's pretend that we are hungry. Let's pretend we haven't eaten in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pretend that we're going to order two pizzas. And we've got to decide what two pizzas we want to order. Let's just go through the draft process right now. All right, let's start it out. All right, what kind do you want?
Oh, we're going to alternate.
Yeah, no, we got to come to an agreement because there's three people, there's two pizzas.
You're Nick, I'm D'Amico.
And Figgy is James Lifford.
Okay.
All right, so what are we thinking here?
Pepperoni for sure.
Okay, so you want a pepperoni, huh?
Old school pepperoni, man. Okay.
I can't argue with pepperoni.
Okay.
It's a deep position.
Can we put
group?
Some sausage on there too?
Yeah.
What you want, the cheese pizza?
Can we get some sausage?
Can we get the cheese pizza?
Can we get a sausage and pepperoni, please?
Well, I'm actually...
just pepperoni? Come on, how about sausage and pepperoni?
Sausage and pepperoni.
I mean, that's just one pizza.
Sausage and pepperoni is my go-to.
That's half of it.
You got to have them both.
It's half the pie. So you're taking half the pie.
Can we agree sausage and pepperoni then, not just pepperoni?
I don't know. Ask Mr. Pepperoni over there.
Yeah. We act like you ain't just going to eat no regular pepperoni pizza.
No, I would eat it, but I'd like sausage.
Of course you
too.
Want to add more to it, but...
Yeah, let's get some
what's
sausage.
What's wrong with a pepperoni pizza?
How about some sausage? Yes or
sure,
no?
Sure, yeah.
All right, there you go.
You know,
thin crust or regular crust?
My philosophy is sausage and pepperoni.
It always has. That's
been.
A good one.
Yeah.
Thin crust, regular crust?
I like regular crust.
Okay, I like thin. Figgy?
Regular.
All right, well, regular it is. There you go. So we have one sausage pepperoni pizza with regular crust. What about that second pie? No cheese, Lopez. I know you just want cheese.
No, get out of here. Well, you know, I can't sit down and have pizza. I can't create a lineup. I can't go to battle without mushrooms on a pizza.
Oh, God.
Can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Mushrooms and peppers.
Gee, oh, my God.
Mushrooms and peppers.
Oh, Lord.
It's my offensive philosophy. It's how I've made a name in this industry. this pizza drafting industry. I gotta have, like, you guys can talk about everything else and I'll give you whatever else you want. But I personally have to have mushrooms and peppers.
Figgy, do you like mushrooms and peppers?
I do. I don't have a problem with it because right. I'm a supreme pizza guy. So everything
right,
that goes
supreme. Let's just get a supreme.
Pizza.
Let's just get a supreme. How about supreme?
Do we have the equity to get a supreme?
Oh, for sure. I got a coupon.
Okay. Okay.
Can we make this thin crust? Is that cool? Since the other one,
I don't mind.
That could be.
I don't mind thin crust.
All right, there you go.
I could live with that.
Look at that draft process.
Like I could live with that.
You need to hire us.
Look at that draft process right there.
Easy peasy.
So we got sausage and pepperoni, mushroom and peppers, thin crust.
Yes.
Are we missing anything? How about depth? We need some depth on this pizza.
Like extra cheese or?
I'm not a big
extra
fan
sauce,
of extra cheese.
Extra sauce.
I feel like they cheat you anyway.
Extra sauce.
They don't know. I like the sauce, just a little bit of a flavor of sauce. What are we missing?
Garlic butter sauce or something.
Yeah, we need some depth on this pizza. We what fits our offense? Sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, peppers. How do we feel about olives?
No.
Figgy?
Absolutely not.
I'm fine with it.
Oh God.
No, right. I'll
fight through it.
I'll skip on olives. I'm looking for depth here. I'm looking for depth.
There you go.
Yeah.
The depth.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Two large pizzas, one sausage, pepperoni, regular crust, and a thin crust supreme. D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, Scout Good here. They're gonna have to discuss the draft process. I don't know. It's probably a little bit different than that. They probably lean different ways. They probably have different things that they're factoring in. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about what his role is in the draft process.
Throughout the draft process, I'm combing through all the prospects as many as I can. So I'm going through. I go by position and I watch as all the guys as I can in position, try to rank guys and list. You know, see target guys that I like as I watch them on tape and see who fits us schematically. So it's a lot. Sometimes coaches are bringing guys to me. Hey, check this guy out. Scouts get to us. A lot of different people are throwing players at me to put my eyes on. But it's a lot of great help. And they get to do well in the draft. It doesn't work without our scouting department. They do so much of the background work before we even have a chance to look at the college guys, where they set us up for success by all of the detailed work that they do, going to the schools, visits, like making sure they have all the information that we need to make sure we understand who we're bringing into our building. So the credit goes to, you know, Lipford, the scouting department, for what they do. Yes, they do an outstanding job.
All right, so there you go. I do wonder what the dynamic is between D'Amico and Nick.
Why hasn't anyone ever done a documentary on just the draft process and the dialogue and those conversations that he just mentioned, and does this guy fit, and watching the tape, and how, you know, the coaches coming to him with, you know, watch this guy and all that. I would watch that documentary probably 10 times. I just love the, you know, the dynamic.
Well, they probably wouldn't want you to know, right?
Well, because it's a philosophy that other teams could use years ahead.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll hear from the McNairs at the owners' meetings. The collaboration between Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans has been fascinating. Nick Caserio neutered Nick, the press conference where he seemed defeated as the coaching search was upon us. And then it seems like they've kind of developed a pretty good rapport together. Here is D'Amico Ryans talking about collaborating with Nick Caserio.
Yeah, me and Nick, we're talking every day. Players, we were meeting every morning. We're discussing players, so no decision is made without myself and Nick working together on that, on who we're bringing in. And it works out well when we both kind of see the same players in the same light, and we know what we're looking for, and we see football the same way. So that makes it a lot easier when you're working with someone, you know, Nick's just experience and his background. He's done it for a long time. He's scouted a ton of players. And so having him to lean on has definitely been helpful to me throughout this process.
I totally believe that. I think that they came together not really knowing each other. We heard, as you put it, neutered Nick, kind of wondering out loud, you know, how this would all go. But I think that is yesterday's news. I think they work really well together. I think, you know, I've thought this for a while, but what kind of did it is the way they were both talking about D'Amico Autry. Like you could tell they both love this guy. They wanted to get this guy, and sure enough, they did. But I think they're very much hand in glove.
But if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
You must have
so
quit.
So hand and glove doesn't matter.
But it does fit.
Because it might not fit.
No, but it fits. That's my
but
point.
But if it doesn't fit.
But it does fit.
You must have quit.
It's hand and glove. Yes, you must. Theirs does fit. Like they would put the glove on them in courtroom and it's perfect fit.
By the way, OJ could have gotten that one on too.
100%. It doesn't fit. Come on, man. Pull it down.
Stretching his hands.
He's got his hands all stuck out.
Yeah. I've always laughed at that because, look, if I'm going to kill my wife, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to do that, I'm just saying, like, if me and my wife got,
I'm glad you cleared
thank
that
God.
Up. Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm just saying, like, if me and my wife, like if my wife left me or something like that, I'd be distraught.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going to kill my wife, I'm not going to go in the garage, grab a pair of gloves, and if they don't fit, go to Academy or something like that. Like, you're in enough of a rage to where you're going to grab the gloves and you're going to go kill
them.
Your wife,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a fit of rage.
Yeah.
Generally
like,
speaking.
Even if it didn't fit, what do you think
this
you
one
did?
Don't fit.
Oh, damn, I got to
go
shopping.
Let me run to Academy real quick.
I got to go shopping. I got to run to Walmart
real
quick.
Well, I was going to kill her, but the glove doesn't fit. Now what am I going to do? It. Now what am I going to
do? Darn it, man.
Do they have curbside? What if... What if OJ?
Oh man!
What if today's version of OJ went in his garage and the gloves didn't fit, and then he ordered gloves curbside at Academy?
What if that? What if Amazon was around when OJ did the murders? He would have been found guilty, because you know they would have said, what's your name? The female prosecutor, Lisa? No,
Marsha
Clark. She would have said, well, why, sir, do you have this delivery by 2 p.m. for gloves?
And then Johnny Cochran would have said, this is racist right here. We use gloves all the time.
You chose the expedited.
He got some gloves in his cart that he ain't even pay for.
That's right.
I'll tell you, I dug up a glove the other day in my front yard when I was gardening.
That's from construction, yeah.
Yeah, there was like a glove. Like we dug
or
up.
Or is it?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't say anything. I just threw it in the trash.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
Stop digging.
No, it was
pretty. Stop digging. So you're going to see a
found
finger.
Found some tall boys. Found a glove.
Mm-hmm.
Just threw it, man.
That's from the construction.
Yeah, of course. But.
Yeah. Have any blood
or
on
it? Is it?
Yeah. I didn't look. I threw it in the trash. I didn't want to know anything. Nothing
should
I wanted
put it
to
on
know.
The Facebook page, man. Yeah.
Wanted to know nothing about it.
I found the glove.
Hey, y'all hear gunshots?
Wanted to know nothing about it.
Anyone else hear gunshots?
Moved right on from it. By the way, did you hear what McDonald's is doing now?
Oh, with the what are they adding to their menu?
Disgraceful, man.
I'm trying to think. I saw it and I can't remember what it was.
Krispy Kreme donuts, man.
Oh yeah, big fan.
McDonald's is adding Krispy Kreme donuts. They got a partnership
by
now.
Next year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. And this is blasphemous in this city, I know.
See, I don't like Krispy Kreme.
I
don't like it like that.
Love.
It's too much, man.
It's so good.
Too sweet.
They just melt in your mouth. I mean, they're so good. And I know, what about Shipley's? Look, I'm not saying Shipley's stinks. Krispy Kreme are better. They're better.
So since the announcement, shares of Krispy Kreme, they've soared nearly 30%.
Yeah.
So now Krispy Kreme, and I mean, this is the smartest thing you can do,
because
you don't know where to, if you do partake in such things as Krispy Kreme donuts, first of all, I don't know how your stomach holds them, but second of all, you go from how many ever Krispy Kremes there are to now you're in McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's everywhere.
How about a Big Mac and a Krispy Kreme? Yeah, that'll do your heart well.
Yeah, well they,
coffee and donuts.
Hey, rookie.
What?
They don't serve lunch and breakfast at the same time, Rook.
I bet you they're going to have Krispy Kremes all day long.
Come on, Rook.
I bet you anything.
Come on, Rook.
It's Krispy Kreme. They're open till like 5 o'clock. Most donut shops close at noon.
Come on, Rook.
No, not a Rook. You're the Rook in this one. You're the Rook. In the Krispy Kreme is always open.
They don't serve breakfast at the same time.
Nope.
McDonald's.
You're wrong on this one, fine sir.
Yeah, you're a Rook.
You are wrong on this one.
Sorry about your
bad...
hypothetical.
No, though. You're wrong. Krispy Kreme stays open. They serve those donuts all the time.
Yeah, but this is McDonald's. McDonald's serves breakfast, then they serve lunch.
But they'll have the donuts all the time.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. We got the one right here. I'm just looking at the nearest one to here. Closes at 9:30 p.m. Krispy Kreme. Dude, it's not like other donut shops.
I've never been like, man, Shipley's stay really open that donut long too, right?
What's that?
Shipley's is open.
Yeah, they stay open late too.
Till 9:30?
I don't know, about 9:30.
Yeah.
I think they're open pretty late though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But a lot of donut shops don't.
Shipley's has the kolaches too though.
They have those.
They got
well.
A lot of mix. Mm-hmm. You get that box. You get three of those chocolates, please. Three glazed. two chocolate sprinkles. What are those? Oh, damn. Hershey's cookie special with cream. All right. I'll try one of those. Okay. Cinnamon twist, please. Throw that in there. Let me get three sausage kolaches.
Golly.
Extra cheese.
Man.
And then, is that raspberry? Nah, I don't want that.
Are you a jelly donut guy?
All right. Appreciate you. Nah, not really.
I like them occasionally. Really. I got to be in the mood. Off to get me some curbside gloves for Lopez's donut take. I know it's not popular. But Krispy Kreme is better.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, man. You see them go through that factory?
You can eat one and you're done.
Yeah, I don't think you're good. Done. I don't think Krispy Kremes are good. Yeah. I think they taste kind of like grocery store.
No way.
Yeah, they're like over sugary grocery store, like the texture of them after a while.
No, they're a very unique flavor.
Like Shipley's has like that light, like soft bread thing. I don't even like donuts and I'm breaking them down. I don't get it.
They're airy. They're real airy.
Shipley's got to partner up with like Chick-fil-A now.
The Chick-fil-A don't need to partner with anyone.
No, they don't. Well, I mean, you wouldn't think McDonald's would, but
yeah. I would say McDonald's don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chick-fil-A doesn't need to do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep doing you. Shout out to Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Some things don't need to change. Something that did change yesterday, though, Cal McNair, he is the principal owner of the Houston Texans. Hannah, we know she's a part of things. We know she's got a lot to say as well. The two met with the media. Let's hear what they had to say about the future, present, and past of the Houston Texans, as well as the face of the franchise, C.J. Stroud. We'll hear from Cal and Hannah next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We'll hear from the McNairs in a second. Cal and Hannah, feeling themselves, man. Feeling themselves shoulder to shoulder. Cal McNair, principal owner of the Houston Texans, which maybe that changes some things, maybe it doesn't. Feeling pretty good, though. And you know Hannah's feeling herself. That is for dang sure. Draft is a month away tomorrow. We're going to have the Astros starting the season, and then we're going to have the Cougs on Friday against Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Spillane seems pretty confident about the Cougs against
Duke. Blow them
Duke.
Out.
I don't know about that.
He said blow them out.
I don't know about all that. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be fun to watch. Going to be up there up 45. And then we'll see if they can get by NC State or Marquette. On the other side of things.
You're secretly wishing for NC State and U of H, right?
I'm not. I really don't want to hear about it.
Jim Valvano?
Too much. Yeah. Too much. The running around, looking for someone to hug.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have been hard to find someone to hug there.
He was going through people.
I mean, if we're being honest.
He was going through people.
Like, you're the coach, man.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been that difficult. They should have been coming to hug you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jimmy V, though, I guess. Do we shout him out?
Yeah. He was a good dude.
Well, I didn't really like that result, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Akeem was doing, if we're being honest.
Oh, he was out of position. No, he'll tell you that. He was definitely out of position.
I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
We'll hear from Cal and Hannah in a second, live at the owners' meetings. Here is Cal McNair, Hannah McNair. They spent some time with the media types. Here is the principal owner and the first lady, I guess you could say, of the Houston Texans here on Sports Radio 610.
Happened this past season. You know, you all had the success that you all had. You know, how is it to see everything kind of come to fruition for you all hire D'Amico and then to have success you all had?
It was fun. It was fun to see. It was a fun year from the beginning of the year and how it kind of evolved through the season. You know, people didn't expect it, but it was fun to watch it all come together. And we can't wait to see how next year is. We love playing ball and can't wait to get out on the field and do a snap and throw the ball and run it and tackle and do all those things.
It's a quarterback league. When you have one, there's, you know, things are, life's a lot different. What's it like having a quarterback like CJ to be your guy?
Well, he did great. So, yeah, he was really exciting. Brought the team together. It is a quarterback league, and I think we got one, and so we can't wait to see him start spinning it again this year and take a next step. So it's going to be fun. And Texans fans are in, you know, I hope for a really good long treat.
It's not just a quarterback, though. He's a leader. And, you know, when you have that high caliber quarterback, the only way to be great and be great for a long time is to have a leader in the quarterback as well.
You guys now have, like, are kind of in the Super Bowl picture. People are talking about you guys as a Super Bowl team. How do you guys handle those expectations? How do you guys go about tempering it? How do you guys go about just now the new spotlight where people expect you guys to win at a high level?
Well, it's fun to have those expectations, and we embrace them. And we know we got to go out and work hard every day and start over. Basically, we're starting a new season, putting a new team together with D'Amico, and they're starting from scratch. So it's exciting, but we got a lot of work to do.
Last week, when you find out that somebody's jumped the gun and put some pictures out of your new uniforms, what kind of goes through your mind, and what was that whole process like, and ultimately deciding to put a little teaser image out for everybody?
There was a leak? Are you kidding me? Yeah, we did see that, and got huddled up really quick. Came up with a plan to sort of address it straight on, and we had Nico and Tank in the uniforms. And
much better models.
Much better models. It looks a lot better on them. They're excited to put them on and show them off, and we're excited for the fans to see those. But just felt it was the right thing, you know, just to be transparent and come on out straight on and address it.
That's couldn't let that hang out there. Right. I mean, there's no way you can let that. He wasn't even in uniform code. His socks were not all the way up. I mean, it's not right. We had to get it right.
That's put a good photo out.
That's one of the newest things that you've gone through as an organization. I mean, this is the first time with some sort of massive uniform change. I know we've talked with some of the people that have been in charge. What's it been like for you to kind of watch it play out and some of the ideas and the conversations from where you stand?
Well, there's been a lot of ideas and a lot of conversations and a lot of fan groups and a lot of input from the legends and from the players and from our own staff. And so hearing from just a big population, getting their input has been a lot of fun. But we didn't think we could get it done this fast. And so for Doug and his group to really execute on a fast-paced plan, then the NFL supported us, Nike supported us. We had great support from Nike, and we're excited to let the fans see the whole closet coming up in a couple weeks.
I think at the meetings last year, this time there was a full meeting about the uniforms, and not sure if we were going to be able to get it done in time, and colors and all sorts of things that were discussed in that meeting. So we feel really lucky to have it done this year. We really wanted something for 2024.
And you mentioned leadership. What have you thought of D'Amico Ryan's leadership ever since the day you hired him?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. But he's been that way since he was a player here. He was that way in college. He was that way in high school. It's a part of who he is, so you knew what you were getting.
You talk about leadership on the team. It's really interesting because when the ball is snapped, the center is a leader of the team. He's got the ball. He hands it off to the quarterback. He's got the ball. He's a leader at that point. You're running off to the left tackle. Left tackle's got to be a leader and make that block. So all the guys have the mantle of leadership on offense and defense and special teams at different points in the game, and it's really fun to see what a team can do that, and our guys were doing that last year, and we can't wait to see them do it this year.
Kind of walking around here, do you kind of feel like the perception of Texas football has shifted ever since y'all started to regain the success y'all had, you know, earlier in your time with the Texans franchise? Do you feel that shift, or have you noticed that change at all, and how is that?
Well, I think we're the same. We're hardworking. We're trying to make good decisions every day, and let that speak for itself, and let, if other people want to think one way or the other, they're certainly free to do that. But I don't know that it changes us.
I think the perception of the game, it depends on the lens you're looking through, right? So I think there's more youth watching it. I think there's more youth involved, whether that's through fantasy football or watching videos on YouTube. I think it's created more involvement in youth football as well. Kids are wanting to do what they're seeing their these superstars do that are in the NFL. So I think it depends on which lens you're looking through. If you're an old school guy who watched, you know, the Steel Curtain, then you're going to see it a different way than maybe the kids who are watching it these days. Now, as a mother, you know, if you're looking at the game, you're going, okay, what's the safest way for my child to play football? And all of my kids do play tackle football, but I'm always looking for better ways to keep them safe as well. And that's in actually every sport, not just football.
Yeah, that's a good point, because our demographics has changed. We're a different game than we were 20 years ago, totally different. And we understand that as a club and reaching out to everyone. The female audience is our largest audience right now. The Latina audience is really growing demographic, and we understand that. And we're going to be a team that reaches out to all those groups.
Cal, talking with Jerry Jones here at the meetings, Jerry brought up your dad, and he said, I'd vote for him every time, anyone that's been mentored by Bob McNair. What does it mean for you that Jerry, talk about you and your family, your dad in that way?
Well, I didn't hear that. That's very nice. Jerry's been a friend and a mentor to the family and the team since day one, and just a tremendous, we have a lot of respect for him, and is a tremendous person. And for him to say that is really, really nice. Makes me feel special. But no, and they've always been friends and fellow teams in Texas, and we're always rooting for them when it's not us. So
I set the bar really high after 2023. But just kind of the expectations going into 2024, building off of a wild card win, getting to the division round, winning the AFC South. What's kind of the expectations going into 2024?
High, right? You want high expectations. You don't want to go into something going, okay, I hope we just make playoffs. Oh, I hope we get to a winning season. You always want the expectations to be high. And I think that the fact that we're in those conversations is a testament of the decisions that have been being made over the last couple of years. And I couldn't be more proud that Cal's mom wants Cal to lead this team going forward, and I just think that's a testament to the work that has been put in.
Well, it's sort of the same as last year, too, is that we only want to win the next game. So whatever the next game is, we want to win that one. We're going to work hard on and off the field to do that and really put a great team on the field in all positions, and have a bunch of leaders, like I said earlier, on the team, and go out and play together and have fun doing it and go win.
What's it been like to watch Nick Caserio these past couple off seasons and even in season, and some of the issues and struggles that he had to deal with in his early days as general manager, and then kind of the job that he's done the past couple of seasons? What have you made of what Nick's been able to do in his position?
It's unprecedented what he started in that. So I think you could speak to all the rest of that, but it was unprecedented. What he came into, and then what he dealt with after that.
Yeah, he's done a terrific job, and like I mentioned earlier, he and Coach are working really well together, and I think that collaboration is going to take us a long ways, and I can't wait to see the rest of this offseason. The first couple weeks have been really good, and there's a lot of free agency left. We've got a draft ahead of us. Then there'll be some more roster moves all the way until the trading deadline, and even then, how he manages the roster game today, working with the coach, I think he's done a really, really good job in all those phases, and can't wait for the next one.
All right, next phase, draft, month and a day away. It's Cal McNair and Hannah McNair live from the owners meetings. Coming up next, the Texans draft approach, the Rockets massive opportunity, and my gosh, we might have a slime off contestant, and it was awkward, to say the very least. Next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The hits are lit. They're going to be even more lit tomorrow here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, the draft approach. Draft is a month and a day away. This is Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football talking about how he feels Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, and company will approach the draft.
It's interesting to look at this year's draft through the lens of the Texans. So go back to right after last year's draft. Bryce Young, he's the man. CJ Stroud is like, yeah, he's this other guy. There was a lot of criticism. He didn't have the sizzle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they're like, all right, they went up for Stroud. I guess, look what happened that season. It really, I don't know if it could have gone much worse for Young. I don't know if it could have much better for Stroud. So when it happens this year, and it's your Drake Mays and your Nixes and your Williams, don't everybody just judge the team. Just wait till the game's play out, because it doesn't always go like you want. But I'm sitting here, and I would love to create a TV segment and argue with you guys. The Texans are fake, fugazi, they're going to fall on their faces. History says they won't, and everything I saw with my eyes says they won't. Offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year, easily could have had coach of the year. I like what they have cooking, especially in that division. I'm in on the Texans.
All right, and he says the draft, he kind of looks at it as like a Lions type of thing, where you're trying to get some missing pieces, perhaps some impact players. They got Laporta in the second round. Laporta, perhaps the best tight end in the league last year. I know Travis Kelce's the best, but as far as production, best in the league. So it's kind of just trying to take that next step, get some impact players, and figure it out. And you're not going to do it on day one.
No, and the Texans agree with you. agree with that by their actions. I really am liking this trade a lot more than it did initially.
Well, I'd like it if they're going to stay put and do their thing on day two.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Trading back into round one would be weird to me.
Mm-hmm. No, I do like the fact that they're on the record saying we like these players. They're kind of, as you just put it, you know, picking some spots that they need some help, and they've got those guys targeted.
March Madness resumes tomorrow. There was a very awkward moment with one of the stars of the tournament that we'll hear in a sec. First, though, let's talk about some NBA basketball. The Rockets, they're going to be looking for 10 straight tonight. They got the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, Oklahoma City is coming off a back-to-back. They actually played last night, the Thunder, they topped the Pelicans 119-112. They're a 6.5-point favorite against the Rockets, who are going toe-to-toe with the Warriors for that number 10 spot. I will say this. I'm going to be very annoyed if I hear this commercial during the game.
AT&T just sent me a heads up on the best plan for me.
That's cool.
They know what a pro wants.
What a pro needs.
Whatever makes me happy.
Sets you free.
And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a pro wants, what a pro needs. Whatever makes me happy sets me free.
Good. A little bit flat. It'll get better.
I like Shea Gillis-Alexander. I like Chet Holmgren. That commercial has made me like him a little bit less. They should be in their uniforms, though, when they're doing
that. Who
are
they?
Yeah. I like them less. I got to confess. I like them a little bit less because of that. Well,
they're just doing what somebody offered them.
They should put a uniform on.
No, what I'm saying is, like, somebody wants me to do that commercial, I'd do it. People would be like, "Who's that dude?"
Of course,
it's the company.
Yeah, you're
it's the company.
You're an endorsement hoe. Like, let's be honest. You and Sean, I mean, y'all would wear dresses if someone
not true.
You.
Damn, not true. I would venture to say that I've turned down more than you have. Because I didn't think it was a fit.
Ooh. I would disagree. I
turned one down last week.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's because weren't they giving you a hint? What was it? Wasn't it? Weren't you going to take over for Weren't you going to take over for someone?
No.
For McClain?
No.
Didn't you get offered?
Oh, no, that was last month.
You got offered hair loss.
Yeah.
Which I think you should take.
I actually have turned down a hair loss. That wasn't the one last week.
But that's just because you're being
stubborn. No, I've got integrity. If I endorse something, it's because I believe in it. And I've got to. Go ask Sarah. I've turned down a bunch, but I wouldn't turn down that. I mean, who would? You want to be on TV, national television, make a lot of money?
How many do you think Sean has turned down?
Zero. I'm just kidding.
Are you?
Everybody has certain things that they feel strongly about. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would guess he's turned down some. You?
Couple.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean, you know,
What?
We're listening. We don't know.
We don't know. We're listening. You're as big of a hoe as anybody.
No, I'm not. No, I am definitely not. I am definitely not. Can assure you of that.
Yes.
DJ Burns, big dude.
He's
NC
one of your
State.
Favorites, isn't he?
I just like I like watching the big dude play ball. Now, I wouldn't quite call him a fat ass if we had him on the show, like Rich Eisen did yesterday. This is a pretty awkward moment. You can tell DJ Burns. You look at his face on this. He's actually in the car. He's going to get his license.
What?
I guess he's getting his license renewed at NC State.
Oh, okay.
But here was an awkward moment featuring NC State's DJ Burns and Rich Eisen.
6'8" as an eighth grader?
Yes, sir. I came back 6'8", and I've only grown 2 inches since then.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And then when did you put on the weight? When did that happen?
Sir?
When did you become, like fill out? When did that happen?
I'll probably say right after my freshman year of college, really.
All right, hit the slime. Right. Goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
When did you, get fat?
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
He is the epitome of that. He's big. He's thick. I wouldn't call him fat. He is a big
he's
dude.
He's not fat. Well, he's
you.
Big.
Thank you very much. I agree. I actually could have said that.
Who was that about?
About him. It was about what's his name?
Our dude, Spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spoon?
Yeah. Remember Spoon?
Oh.
And by the way, when you have a nickname Spoon, you're probably going to be pretty big.
Is that a big nickname?
Spoon, as in spooning food. Yeah.
Why else would your name be Spoon?
Yeah, why would your nickname
probably
be
always seen with a spoon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. There's got to be other ways that you get the nickname Spoon.
You like to cuddle with your girl?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah. You like to cuddle with your girl?
Yeah, Spoon. Maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm. DJ Burns is big.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Big dude.
Big dude.
Rich Eisen,
by the
way,
called him fat.
He's still alive.
Who?
This very important person on the In the Loop show. You watch any of the NIT?
No. Why would I?
I mean, you're flipping. You come across something.
No, I didn't.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Still alive.
What?
The Indiana State guy.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Remember him? We talked about him. They made the NIT Final Four.
The guy that
from Indiana State.
The
glasses.
The white guy with the glasses.
Yeah. He's still alive, man.
So you're watching the NIT?
No, I just kept up with it.
Oh, you
bit.
Just saw that?
I just saw it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I don't think you're watching that.
No, you would have thought right.
You've been watching the women's tournament?
No.
By the way, March Madness, highest ratings ever.
Yeah.
March Madness had the highest ratings ever. This is every single sport. The NFL, March Madness, every single sport except the NBA is having
record
astronomical ratings.
Yeah, record.
Every single one.
And it's Caitlin Clark, if we're being honest. It's not necessarily women's basketball.
What do you mean?
Because
I'm talking about men's.
But women's even got four.
Yeah, women's is high too. Women's basketball has a record.
Yeah.
Men's basketball has a record. NBA is the only. MLB actually did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA is the only thing. So number one college football season ever. Number one NFL playoffs ever. Number one Super Bowl ever. This is from Michael Mulvihill.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. College basketball regular season, men, women combined. Number one, March Madness first weekend, men, women combined.
Yeah.
All time.
Yeah.
And the NBA is not, is.
They're hurting. They're hurting. But they did have an in-season tournament.
And 10 teams in the playoffs.
Yes, they did.
Man, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
Like, they can say anything they want, but, that's got to just be eating away at them.
What can they say? What
they
can
can't
you say
figure
at this
it
point?
Out. They can't figure it out.
I mean, let me help you, sir. Your players don't care about playing.
Mm-hmm.
you don't seem to care about your fans. The players don't care about the media. And y'all lean towards social media.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
No, and that's how you
and there's no meaning. There's no meaningful. There's no magnitude. And you've become a league that doesn't even value anything except just coddling players. Yeah, that's it. There you go.
That's how they got here.
Done. Bye.
And it's not like, well, players don't stay with their teams anymore like in the old days. They don't do any other sports either. Maybe a little more, but not really.
No, it's just...
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Damn shame what they did to that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Landry Locker, John Lopez.
Set from.
Figgy Fig with you. You don't know?
I'm trying to remember. I did...
Don't even tell him, Figgy.
Well, now you're going to make me Google and I'll still find out.
Rinse due, mother effer.
Oh, yeah.
Damn shame what they did to that dog. Lopez doesn't even know. Goodness gracious.
Don't pull that falling down the stairs ish on me.
Damn, man. You still don't know.
I'm looking at it.
What is it from?
Come on, Unc. It's a damn shame what they did to that dog.
Okay, from where?
I'm looking at it. I'm trying to find it. What's it from?
Lopez.
The quote is here.
Lopez.
What?
You're serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
This is bad.
When am I not serious?
Now, to be fair, I don't think he was a fan of this.
Yeah, he didn't like it very much. Yeah. It's okay.
What is it?
He pretends he likes it, but he doesn't like it that much. It's okay.
What?
No, it's cool, man. It's cool. Don't worry about it, John. We'll move
on. Yeah.
What is it? What's it from?
Coming to America.
Okay, there you go.
I knew I could place it.
All right, there you go.
I just couldn't remember.
Yeah.
You're the one that thinks it's the greatest movie ever.
I think it's the greatest romantic comedy of all time, and I think it's a top five comedy of all time.
No.
What's wrong with
that? It's up there.
Well, I can tell you're a fan.
No, it is a top five comedy. You said it was one of the top five movies at one point.
I think so.
No.
It's one of my top five favorite movies.
You said it was one of the top five movies of all time.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
But
it is a top five comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so. Mm-hmm. You should probably watch it sometime.
I've watched it way too many times.
Go check it out, man.
I've watched it way too many times.
Go check it out. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny. Not bad. You know what doesn't travel well with time? I tried to watch it the other day. It just got on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx show doesn't do it, man.
Boy, I haven't seen it.
Doesn't do it,
in
man.
Forever.
That's a good show. I like that show.
It doesn't travel well.
A lot of people mm-hmm. try to say it's underrated, and I think it's just rated just fine.
It's
yeah.
Martin does. Martin travels very well.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx, know about this, man. Know about this?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with that, man. I think it's not a good
in a hotel. Like, what are we doing? It's like the dad.
So being in the hotel don't travel well with time.
The dad's not really that funny. Like in that,
the uncle.
Yeah, he's not that funny. Yeah, the uncle. The mom's
Garrett
okay.
Morris.
Yeah, it's not really like a good supporting cast. He's kind of on his own. The kid's the funniest one. Mm-hmm. Like the kid's the funniest one. It's just kind of. I don't know about this, man. Like if. Like, let's say my daughter turns 8, and I'm like, hey, there used to be a funny show on. Let's turn this on. I don't think I can turn that on and keep the attention. That's what travels with time is could you keep the attention?
Like, yeah, my dad, anybody would like it.
My dad has done some things where, like, he's shown me it, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. But, man, when he tried to make me watch, like, Hill Street Blues and MASH and stuff, oh, man, these shows suck.
Oh, man.
I know you love MASH.
MASH always sucked to me, man.
Man, even it was in trash. This prime. Why was MASH so popular?
Whenever MASH come on, it's time to go to
trash,
bed.
Trash, man.
Y'all suck.
MASH every time you see that MASH intro.
So bad. Like, right, and that guy's like all matter of fact and like.
Because it's clever.
It's like poor man's Chevy Chase.
Because it's funny. It's awful. That guy is Alan man, Alda.
We used to sit in there watching TV all night.
Yeah.
We used to watch Married with Children. As soon as that went off and MASH come on, it's like, all right, time to go to bed.
When Nick at Night, like you can give me some I Love Lucy and I can get down. But as soon as MASH comes on, it's like, man, I'm
out. That was a buzzkill.
Peace out.
The intro.
Bye bye.
Y'all both suck. MASH is
Frasier
like,
too.
Oh, come on.
Frasier too.
Get out of here.
I tried to give it another shot. Frasier does not do it.
You're crazy.
Cheers does, but once Diane left, it was not the same. But Frasier does not hit.
You
man.
Talk about one of the all-time great comedies. It's
Frasier,
still regarded.
With his nerdy-ass brother Miles just coming up there. And
he was one of the funniest characters.
cut the music for a second. I've got to address something.
Mm-hmm.
You said that I was crazy for saying Coming to America was one of the top five movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just said Frasier is one of the best comedies of all time?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
713-572-4610.
It's accurate.
Okay.
It's accurate.
I got you.
And it's Frasier, like,
okay,
historically, even people are like, the just the cleverness of it, how funny it was, you know, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. To celebrate or not to celebrate? That is the question. There's a lot going on right now around town. I'm going to ask the question very simply, to celebrate or not to celebrate. Lunchtime next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.